Andrew Sabel, Guy Havell, both with us. Fellas, good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Mike.
When was the last time you were out at 1 a.m, Sav? Hey?
Probably.
Told to move on by the coppers.
Well, is this before daylight saving or after daylight saving?
Jeez, I tell you what. I mean, there seems like there's been an interesting response so far to Reece Walsh. They sort of, I don't know, I mean, someone must, he's a dad, he's like, he's the big noise, he's the club's major representative, he's up for an award. I mean, someone's got to get around him and say, pull your head in.
Are you saying some of the reaction has been just leave him alone?
Yeah, a little bit soft. I mean, you know, carrying
times change, don't they? I think people put up with a lot more these days, and a lot more with certain sports where their players tend to act up a lot more than other sports.
Well, that's my point. When was the last time you saw an All Black with drugs? I mean, you're going back to Ali Williams?
Yeah. Long time ago.
Probably back then, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, why do they put up with it?
Well, I don't know. What I would say, and I say this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but also semi-seriously, 19-year-old on the Gold Coast, I mean, the chances of getting caught up in that sort of stuff is, I would say, a lot higher than anywhere else. And going back to what you're saying, I suppose, why people are being possibly lighter on him, I think it's got a lot to do with the fact that he fronted up straight away, hit the media straight away. I think that shows what he did was obviously stupid, and he will cop the punishment for that. But, man, fronting up like that shows some pretty solid maturity, I would have thought.
Well, did it? I mean, I don't know. I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt. Probably shows the management of the Warriors have got their head screwed on properly and front footed.
Yeah, he was probably forced to do it. But anyway, so I think it would be naive of us, Mike, to suggest that professional sports people don't do a lot of this all the time, mate. They just don't get caught.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it right, though.
Especially in Australia, I'd say in union and league, there's a lot of that goes around. Look, 19, a father, coke in the pocket, surfers paradise, 1 o'clock in the morning, a lot of money, probably $500,000 is he on, if not more,
yep.
Reece Walsh.
Yep. All the reason to sit on top of him and go, mate, here are the warning signs and here are the issues that you face.
You assume they are educated. The NRL educates these kids.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can't look after them 24 hours a day. It's out of season. But these guys have to realise as well they are held up on some sort of pedestal, so they need to behave the right way. How many times have we said that over the years, though? Blah, blah, blah.
That is the truth. Hey, I tell you, do you know what the best game of rugby I watched all weekend was?
Wasn't the test.
I'll tell you which one it wasn't.
Canterbury Southland. Canterbury Southland were on the verge of beating Canterbury at home for the first time in about 216 years.
Yeah, it was Golden Point too, wasn't it?
It was Golden Point. Marty Banks, he had the opportunity to win it before the game was even over, and he missed. And so they went to Golden Point, and Canterbury got the inevitable penalty, and they won it. But, geez, what a good game. Pouring with rain in Southland, freezing cold.
In defence of the goal kickers, I think there was a howling southerly coming through too, wasn't there?
Never stopped me.
The torpedo wasn't
kicking action. Your kicking action is a lot lower to the ground than a lot of people, Mike.
Me and Fergie McCormick, mate. Nothing wrong with the torpedo. Hey, do you know what the most impressive thing I saw sporting-wise over the weekend was? And you'll never guess. It was Kate Middleton's backhand.
Yeah, I saw that.
Were you not astonished? I mean, she had a quite good forehand. She was out with Raducanu doing some, you know, charity thing. And her forehand was impressive. But then there was one shot of her backhand, and it is sizzling. It's like
it was a
professional.
It was single-handed, wasn't it?
I thought it was a two-hander.
Oh, it was a two-hander. Look, I'd imagine the Royals get, like you, Mike, I'd imagine through the years they've had a little bit of coaching. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but it's one thing, and you would know this more than anyone, Seth, it's one thing to be able to coach someone, but you've got to have the talent to be able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, she looked like she's played a C or two, for sure.
Yeah, but Glenn's telling me she was a good hockey player, but that's got nothing to do with the backhand. Mm. When you're rolling your backhand over in a top spin, that's a hard shot. Maybe I'm sympathetic because I never had a proper backhand, but hers is like it's a bullet. It's just absolutely...
From memory, you were good on the slice, but the top spin,
couldn't
no.
Couldn't do the top spin. I was excellent on the slice. Anyway, I'm only saying all this crap to avoid talking about the rugby.
A lot of those celebrities, in inverted commas, you see go to these sporting things, they look terrible. But no, she looked like she knew how to wield a racket. Anyway,
she's the goods. So out of 10, Sav, on the rugby?
The game itself, about a 2.
Yeah.
The fact that the All Blacks tried to play some rugby in the first 5 or 10 and the last 5 or 10, I think you've got to give them credit for that. I think you've got to give them credit for sticking to their guns. And in the end, Geordie Barrett, I looked at that kick and I said to myself, I don't think he's going to get that. And he got it. What an outstanding kick.
Under pressure.
Under huge pressure. And under the high ball, he was outstanding generally as well in that match. So good on the All Blacks for seeing it through, gutsing it out. But gee whiz. Referees, whistle was non-stop. Mm-hmm. South Africans' injury stoppages were non-stop. Reset after reset of scrums. They took forever to get into the line-outs. Jeez, it was a turgid watch in general.
Guy, the rugby, and more importantly, can they do the same thing again this coming week, or will it be changed up and we might get a decent game?
Well, you'd hope it's the latter, wouldn't you? I suspect the All Blacks will certainly be trying to put on a better display and change the way that they were playing. It seems like they didn't at times have a plan B to overcome what the Box were doing. I hope they change that. Look, I was very happy afterwards that I managed to put the rugby league on my phone while everyone was watching the rugby, and I caught the majority of the second half of the rugby league, which was 20 times better than anything that the rugby was putting up. It was an outstanding game between the Storm and the Panthers. At the moment, I think the NRL is riding a bit of a wave over rugby right now, I'd have to say.
Well, I mean, you're going to say very, very sad, very high quality, Penrith and Melbourne. You probably would have gone Melbourne, to be fair.
Yeah, I would have, yeah. Definitely.
And so the Rabbitohs were always a very good chance. That Wayne Bennett guy, despite the fact he's laconic and looks like he's asleep and couldn't care less anymore, he's clearly a genius.
Coach, right? Yeah, he is a coaching genius. I hope the Rabbitohs win for Benji Marshall, send him off.
Wouldn't it be amazing?
In style, mm-hmm. would be amazing. What was it, 14, 16 years since that last grand final win with the Tigers? Look, just back to the rugby. Look, the South Africans won't change. The All Blacks will improve. I think we'll see a very different All Black team. We mentioned last week, Mike, that the South Africans being out of Super Rugby have lost touch with our type of rugby. And I think, obviously, the flip side is we've lost touch with that South African style of rugby. And that certainly would have been a big, big night of education for the All Blacks.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So what does that do then when the South African teams aren't in Super Rugby going forward? Well, I mean, are we going to see more of this? We're going to see a...
Probably. Well, yeah.
It depends if you win or not. They're not winning.
If they think they can win, well, they're not winning, but if they think they can go to a tournament like the World Cup with that style and win it, then...
Yeah, a win's a win. Are we worried about Adesanya going? I mean, I'm worried about him going. I'm worried about anyone leaving the country, to be frank, but he's clearly fed up and he's got MIQ problem. He's gone.
The problem with him going is he might not come back.
Well, of course, why would he come back?
Well, I don't think he will.
Yeah. I mean, if you go park yourself in Vegas or Los Angeles or whatever, why would you come back here?
He's the type of guy as well, when he's trying to make a stand, that he won't change his mind on it. So he'll go to make a stand, and he won't be the only one. And that's the sad thing. Well, he's not the only one already. There are other people.
It's always the agile and the bright and the skilled and stuff that go. Yep. It's such a shame. Have you guys met him?
Yep, I have. Yeah, I've interviewed him a few times.
I find him likable.
He's an engaging... I know you had him in the studio recently, didn't you, Mike? Yeah. But he, you know, despite what he says sometimes, and not all of us agree with what everybody says all the time, right? But he's an engaging character. Yeah. He's a good interview. He gives you a line or two. And I think he's a pleasant chap.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. Yeah. I think so, too. And Usyk I watched over the weekend, and he was... Now, just tell me, did either of you see that fight or not?
Joshua
didn't, to me, look as built as he used to be. I mean, he's still Adonis, sort of, you know, but he's not as sharp in the body as he once looked. Is that fair or not?
I thought, when I first saw him last night, I thought he doesn't look as cut as he normally does. Usyk is a very, very good boxer. I think he had 300 or 400 amateur fights. He won every title in the cruiserweight division, I think. When it goes up to heavyweight and wins, what, 3 of the big 4 world titles.
And he was
fast, too. There'll be a rematch, of course, but it'll But everyone will eye up Tyson Fury next year, obviously.
I was looking forward to that, and that's the great shame, because Usyk I didn't know enough about, but he was a genuine winner. He was fast and powerful. And I reckon, was it Deontay Wilder who said at the end, I think that Joshua's just, he looks like he's a bit comfortable, he's got a bit much money, why does it, you know, you've got to that stage of life where he doesn't need to.
I think Fury will be more concerned about possibly facing Usyk next year than Joshua.
I would be in a major way. And the Demons one, I used to go visit my dad across in Melbourne when I was a kid. We'd go to the Demons game and at the MCG.
Because my dad's first title?
In 69 or 67 or something like that. But they were for a while there, and then they've just fallen on hard times.
What I like about the AFL, Mike, and it was a shame it was in Perth and not at the MCG. What I like about it is the colour and the fact. I don't really get the game overly, but I love the colour and the fans and the passion. Yeah. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yep. Yep. I mean, if you look at the athleticism required, it's a long game too. It's four quarters. It's a long game, and the athleticism and muscularity required to do well in that game is and they're wearing singlets, for God's sake. If you look at the NFL, they've got helmets. Yeah.
Some of those players run half marathons every game.
Yeah.
Every game.
Massive field.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Massive.
Mike, who's winning the Formula One Drivers' Championship from here? 2 points in it, 7 rounds to go.
Jeez.
Put it on the line.
I reckon, I don't know. Verstappen. Verstappen just. But you saw today's race. What's his name's a genius. Absolute genius to come from where he did. And I look at Lando Norris, who was leading the race, got pole, and the idiots in his team said, no, stay out there on slicks while it's raining.
Yeah,
and then the next
crazy
thing they do, he slides off the track. I mean, what the hell are you supposed to do with that? But do not forget, Verstappen came from the back of the field.
No, that's true.
Because he had a penalty because he took a new engine. So he came from the back of the field, still came second. And Lewis drove into the pit on the weekend at 60 k's and hit the wall. So, you know.
It's going to be a good drive to
it's fantastic.
Series next season.
It's gripping, is what it is.
Sounds like you pulling into the car park.
Very similar.
Because of Kate Middleton over the weekend, are you tempted at all to pick the racket up again?
I'm tempted to go buy a Red Lobster and get out there and get into it. Anyway, I'll tell you about that another time. Nice to see you guys. Guy Havelt, Andrew Savile.